Hong Kong and Puerto Rico. They've got some things in common, and we'll get to the trouble in both places today. They are, to start with, both island territories with links to their respective mainlands. Hong Kong is part of China, Puerto Rico part of the U.S. People in both places are taking to the streets in huge numbers to demand change. Protesters in Puerto Rico's capital, San Juan, today, as over the past several days, calling for Governor Ricardo Rosselló to step down. On a major highway in the city, trucks lined up and blocked the road. The protest brought out people from all over, and not just from across the island. Raquel Salas Rivera is the poet laureate of Philadelphia. Their work has been on the National Book Award long list and won the 2018 Lambda Literary Award for transgender poetry.
You know, I moved to Philadelphia 7 years ago, but I was an activist in Puerto Rico since I was 16, and I've seen many movements, and I have never seen anything like this in my life. You know, this doesn't just bring out the usual sectors. It's so many people out in the streets protesting, but also just the energy on the island has shifted. Like, walking through Santurce, everyone said hi to me in a way that is different. There's hope. You know, and I think after the hurricane, we were in such shock and we had gone through so much trauma. And to suddenly feel that we as a country, as an island, are powerful and can change the future of Puerto Rico, it's unlike anything I've ever seen.
Do you believe at this point that the activism is more than trying to get Governor Rosselló out of office?
It is. One of the most popular chants is, Ricky renuncia y llévate la junta. So it's like, Ricky, resign and take the junta with you. And the junta is the, I'm like in the midst of it. It's the oversight board, which was appointed by the Promesa law. And that fiscal oversight board basically has led to the shutting down of more than 400 schools and all these austerity measures that include lowering the minimum wage to $4.25 an hour for people under 25, that includes the planned closure of 8 of the 11 university campuses, closures of hospitals, cutting of services, just general impoverishment of a place that's already poorer than the poorest U.S. state. We're a very poor place, but we're very powerful when we come together, and I think that's what we're seeing right now.
Raquel, as you said, you're from Puerto Rico, but you live in Philadelphia. Why did you make the decision to come to these current protests in Puerto Rico?
So I did organize the first protests in Philly initially. When I applied to be poet laureate of the city, I made it very clear that I was applying because I consider myself, like many immigrants, to have more than one home. For me, the concept of home is a little fraught, and Philadelphia definitely is a home of sorts for me. But my heart is in Puerto Rico, and people show their solidarity in the diaspora in different ways, some by protesting in the diaspora and some by coming back to the island in this crucial moment and joining in the protests here. I chose to come back because I've waited too long for this moment. I've waited too long to see this moment, and I wanted to see it in person. I've never seen something like this.
You said something a moment ago that you considered yourself an immigrant. Do you and other Puerto Ricans who come to the States feel that way because you're U.S. citizens?
I think many do. I don't know if all do, but I think many do, especially because, you know, it's a very small percentage of the Puerto Rican population that is fully bilingual. Really, we're a Spanish-speaking island. We also culturally are very different, and our identity is very rooted in that difference. And so I think that most Puerto Ricans, when they move to the United States, as we saw after Maria with the large-scale migrations, find themselves in a place that's nothing like Puerto Rico. And that experience is an immigrant experience, whether or not we have citizenship. For example, I helped 5 different queer and trans Puerto Ricans after the hurricane go from Puerto Rico to Philadelphia, and we helped find them housing. We hooked them up with like medical services. And in that process, it became very clear that we are immigrants because Puerto Ricans were turned away from jobs because they couldn't speak English. They didn't know how to navigate public services, right? And these were all things that they had to learn with little to no help. And that is an immigrant experience.
There were so many Puerto Ricans who fled the island right after Hurricane Maria. Have you seen and met a lot of people who've traveled back to Puerto Rico to take part in these protests?
Oh, absolutely. There are people who have come. A lot of folks that I know have written to me and have said, I'm arriving on Saturday. I'm arriving on Sunday. I come Monday. And the ones that haven't come, a lot of them are either organizing where they are, or they're trying to figure out the best way to like get a day off work so they can come, or a few days off work so they can come and be part of it. I mean, I think all of us are aware of how important this is. And also the fact that people who moved after Maria were forced to move. And that's in part because of Ricardo Rosselló. That's in part because of the federal government that abandoned people, and people had to learn to survive on their own here and had to help each other in their communities with little to no help. And those who left, left people behind because they felt they had no choice. And so the general feeling is one of indignation, but also a desire to join in that collective mourning and rage.
Raquel Salas Rivera is Puerto Rican and the Poet Laureate of Philadelphia, speaking with us from San Juan. Raquel, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.